Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession at Christmas.
Yes.
It's a Christmas podcast.
It is.
With me, Charlie Baker, and Christmas John Cadogan. Here
yeah.
he is.
Christmas husky voice.
I know. Very been poorly, haven't you, John?
It's not got any better.
It's not got no better. Maybe this is your voice from now on.
Maybe.
Maybe this is it.
Yeah, this could be it now. How about that?
That could be it. Imagine if this was your voice for the rest of your life now, John.
I quite like it.
You'd quite like it.
I mean, apart from the fact I've got a horrible... chesty cough.
Oh, I thought, what were you going to say
then? Russian.
A horrible chesty cough.
Who did
he play for?
Igor Chestikov. Chesty cough.
Didn't he play
for Spartak Moscow?
Harry Redknapp in
yeah.
the 90s.
Yeah, we saw on the boy chesty cough. Yeah. Five games. Yeah, it's quite nice. I quite like it. I might intentionally start giving myself colds. Just.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Start going around licking tube handles and things.
Oh. Look, what you do in your own time's up to you, John. It's Christmas, John.
Yes,
coffee. Do you know what you're like, John? You're like Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Poor old Tiny John.
Little,
poor old
sickly little lad.
I'm visiting. Come in and know me better, man.
Yeah.
Watched the Muppet Christmas Carol again the
I've
other day.
I've not watched it yet.
Oh, I love it, John.
I watched the Christmas Carol at the Old Vic, so does that count?
It's a bit highbrow, isn't it?
Yeah. Christopher Eccleston.
Pretty highbrow.
Very good.
I always think of him and Izzy Eccles-like.
Izzy Eccleston.
Chrissy
Eccleston.
Such a northern name. Was it good, John?
It was brilliant.
Was it?
Fantastic.
Did they have a real Tiny Tim?
Times, yeah.
Sometimes they have
Tiny Tim.
A puppet as Tiny Tim.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Do you think you'd like the National Obsession? I don't think
Not
you would.
Not really.
I don't think you'd get it.
No.
You just want cold, hard football facts.
Give me football facts.
I want the scores, where they are in the league. I want to know their... positional play, the tactical awareness, and move on, which is not what we offer.
It's not what we've ever done.
If you want that, find it somewhere else. I nearly said.
I thought you were going to... No, we'll go to that. What was it called?
I wouldn't say at Christmas. If you want that, fuck off.
Fuck off. Chat now, time for Charlie Baker's Christmas message.
In our ever-growing... attempt to just it be only me and you that listens to this podcast. We're really trying, John. 200 and something episodes of us trying to only be the two people who listen.
Yeah, we've not managed it yet.
Not managed
More
it yet.
People
no.
listening. I did our. They did a Spotify Wrapped for, for podcasters. I had a watch of that the other day.
Oh,
got some listeners. We got quite a lot of listeners in Germany.
Oh,
which
that's
is
nice.
Quite a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Well, guten Tag.
Guten Tag, Frohe Weihnachten.
This is das National Obsession. I can't really do it.
They're all listening to it in the bars.
We should get Henning Wien on.
Yeah.
He likes football.
Well,
and,
now that we know we're big in Germany, it might help us really.
My friend Christian Schulte-Lowe, he's a 6'7".
Yeah.
He could play up front. Stand next to Mark Sale. and Andy McFarlane. Das Andy McFarlane.
Yeah, Andy McFarlane.
I'm googling Andy McFarlane.
I don't know why is that always slightly camp.
This is. I like a camp German accent.
Camp German.
Camp German is great. I've never really been able to do a German accent. Yeah. You know how I can't do impressions.
You can't do any accent.
I can do one voice.
Loco Toledo.
Hey, let's get cancelled. Corsaven, get cancelled. I was up for something very similar the other day, John, to that. I was up for Manuel in Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
And you go, I can't play Manuel. These days you can't
have... Times have changed, haven't they, really?
You can't have me going, hey, Mr. Fawlty.
The problem is, if you start looking at Fawlty Towers with the approach of times have changed, you just have nothing left, basically, by the end of it.
No. I'd like to play the major. Fawlty, you didn't give me that money. You won it on a horse. Papers arrived yet, Fawlty?
You'd be a great major. I'd be good at major.
Well, I can do an impression. My father-in-law, Doug, who is a keen listener, has become a keen listener.
Merry Christmas, Doug.
Merry Christmas, Doug. He's already family. He's sort of the head of the family.
Yeah.
So he can't have a FOF number. I took him for a pint for his birthday today, and he loves the podcast. He's a big fan. So nice. He's finally liked some of my work.
I think you're going to talk about the balloon incident. Sorry.
The balloon incident, that was good. I don't think he'd appreciate that.
No, that's fine.
It's fine. That was funny. The balloon incident was funny. If you bump into me at Chelmsford or wherever, then do ask me about the balloon incident. He is... you know, I'm in the IT crowd, which speaking of being cancelled, I'm in the IT crowd. The character I play in that, I sort of based on what I imagined my father-in-law to be like as a young man.
Right.
So it's,
hello.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
You've met Doug, haven't you?
You've never met Doug.
Doug's up. We should get Doug on the podcast. We're going to get Doug on the podcast. New year.
Doug on the podcast.
He's been to some Torquay games, Doug.
Good.
Went to a Spurs fan, he is. Remember when we played Spurs in the...
Is it like the Littlewoods Cup? Yeah.
The one at home, away.
Yeah, in about 1998 or something.
Yeah, and they had to bring Ferdinand and Sherry along.
Yeah.
They won 2-0 away.
Got the program for that somewhere.
And we were singing, Torquay fans were singing, Are You Barnet in Disguise? It was good.
Yeah.
He came to that.
Okay.
It's good. He's been to other games as well. So, how do we get onto Doug? Anyway, big listener. And
we were just talking about accents, weren't we?
Accents, yeah.
Major.
Major. Doug. He'd be a great major.
Very
good major. But I think, I don't think I'm too young to play.
I don't think you are, though, because we could age you up a bit.
Fawlty.
I think it'd be great. 1 minute.
Oh, yes. There it is. Old chesty cuff's turned up.
I am you got a chesty cuff.
Hello.
It could be quite a fun character for us now.
Yeah, nice.
Good afternoon.
Can never get through anything.
You got chesty cuff.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. We went for lunch yesterday with my son in Oxford. And he took us to the cafe he normally goes to. This cafe in Oxford, everywhere in Oxford's up sort of steps or like windy little stuff. Anyway, we ordered our sandwich and we went up to the third floor and it's sort of a winding staircase, right? Up and we were sitting there for a bit and then all we heard was like coming up the stairs. Got to the top and there's the waitress with our sandwiches. And his coughing was massive, and we sort of stopped. we stopped talking, and he just looked for these. Oh god! Who are they? Oh, they're not coming to sit up here. And it was the waitress with our. Coughing all over our sandwiches.
Did I tell you about that at Cheltenham?
We sent them back anyway.
Oh, but
I've never done that before. Yeah. But I thought we can't have these.
Can't have these.
They were very nice about it.
Yeah.
I won't say which cafe. Don't want to ruin their reputation. The coughing waitress.
At Cheltenham, when we went and met Michel Roux in his kitchen.
Oh yeah.
In the big like posh hospitality, he brought us into the kitchen, did an interview with him, absolutely lovely. We then came back out the door of the kitchen into the massive posh thing, and Andy just went, restaurant! loudly, like the whole restaurant turned around. Like,
300 quid ahead. Just, wow. Oh, brilliant. It's Christmas, John.
It's Christmas.
It's the NatOps Pod Christmas special.
It is.
We're rolling. What's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out. What is coming up on the podcast? Well,
we're going to hear from Ray and Dave.
Ray and Dave are going to be...
The Carol concert,
our house band for this podcast.
Lovely.
Ray and Dave will be bringing us some of the Christmas duets. I'm thinking Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
Baby It's Cold Outside. Ray, It's Cold Outside. there are others, John. We'll think of
what are the other ones? Oh,
do you know what? We never, ever need...
Is Santa Baby a
duet? We never need another version of Baby It's Cold Outside or Santa Baby. They're done.
No. I don't really like either. I've gone for a big reappraisal of Christmas music this year.
Santa Baby is... do you know what Santa Baby is? The equivalent of someone dressing up as a cat on Halloween.
Yes. Trying to be a little bit cheeky.
Isn't it? Ooh, I'm just trying to be sexy, but yeah, it's a Christmas song.
It's awful.
Maybe it's not aimed at us, John.
A very exciting nativity.
The Natobstivity, the fifth one, John, sixth one?
Well, yeah, Natobstivity too, really, because we have done the nativity.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest story ever told.
We've got a new one. We've got a new angle on it.
We've got a new angle.
Yeah. We've not been able to book any celebrity guests for it, but we might have some friends turn up.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know. And we're going to speak to Brian and Roger, I think.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a carol singer will approach the door at some point.
Like Noel's house party.
The door will go, who's this outside?
Oh, very nice. And are we going to talk about football as well, John, a bit?
Nah.
No, any letters?
Yes,
good. Good news. All right, then.
Do you want a Christmas present?
Well, oh, no. John's gone early. I was waiting till Thursday to get you a Christmas present.
Oh, you've got time to get me a better
it's
one.
It's Tuesday. Oh, is it another fishing hat?
No.
Oh, I can't believe
this
it.
Guy's...
How
it's
kind, John.
This year.
Very kind, John. It's the pink hat last year.
Yeah.
I have one.
We all know that's been a real,
real hit.
Real success.
I just can't. What is with the pink hat is I can't seem to match it up with any of my clothes.
No, but it is quite difficult.
I'm no Jules Nixon.
You got a chesty cuff.
This looks good, John. This looks good. What is this?
Yes.
Double wrapped. Genuinely excited.
Yeah.
John,
I mean, it's a stupid gift.
This is an amazing gift. Do you know what? I could have done with these. Oh, you got them as well. You got them, John. So kind.
This is the
nicest thing.
The JML. Magnifying.
I am genuinely thrilled.
We saw them on an advert on the TV. And basically, you put them on and it's got a little light in the corner of your glasses. So
John,
you can,
I am genuinely thrilled.
But the problem is you look a bit possessed when you wear them.
No way.
You look
like
the demon headmaster.
I was putting up in the garage last night and I made such a pig's ear of it. Like, oh, my God. You can't. You can't see. God, they make you feel sick.
Are they?
It's like you're absolutely hammered.
I did try them on last night while I was wrapping them, and I couldn't see anything out of
them. Oh, right, close up. Close up work.
I was going to say, it actually made my eyes worse.
John, they're brilliant for close up, but do not look anything in the... Do you want to have a go?
Yeah, I tried them.
Now, I could have done with them last night. I was, because it's the darts at the moment. And I've got a dartboard.
Why are they like that?
You look amazing.
Oh, okay, yeah. You have to get so close
to
the
screen. Get really close up. They're good, John.
I feel like you look like you've been possessed, like something from Doctor
Who. I really like them, John.
Like a Cyberman.
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
That's really kind, John.
I think they're the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's really kind. Oh, they're USB. You charge them up with a USB.
Yeah, USB chargeable.
If you were a bit closer up, I'd wear them, but it's literally giving me a terrible headache.
Yeah.
Like I've had 25 pints.
The problem is for you is you don't wear glasses, so why would you suddenly put them on?
No, I needed them last night. And do you know what? Why? I was putting up the dartboard last night, the darts on, and I thought, I've got a dartboard, I love darts. I'm going to put it up in the garage, got the drill out, did all the things. Didn't have the correct fixing. You need the correct fixing for the dartboard. Anyway, I tried putting the cabinet up in the wall. I mean, it's not my skill set, John, but I could have done. I couldn't see where the rule plugs were through the little holes.
I don't think those
glasses
are going to help.
These would have been perfect.
You can't see through them.
Oh, my God. Genuinely thrilled. The best present you've ever got me, John.
good.
Ever.
Look at those.
How exciting. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to, I've got a present for you coming on Thursday, so that's exciting, good. Isn't it?
That's very exciting.
I mean, it's not that, don't get too excited.
No.
John, let's do some football.
Yeah.
And then and mix up the football with mega lols.
With some festive lols.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, John, Isaac Koff. Isaac Koff.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, I thought of one this morning. Feliz Navidad.
I'm Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. She runs the, she does the 50-50 drill.
Yeah. Hello, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz. Guy always get me 50-50 from Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Barcelona. There's Phyllis.
Yeah.
Hello there, Phyllis.
The old Spanish woman of Barcelona.
Deportiva La Coruña.
Hello, anyone, 50-50.
That's 50-50. That's for our German listeners.
For the German listeners, hello.
Yeah. Do you know Feliz Navidad? I don't know why it gets a bit pervy when
it
we do
it. A little bit pervy.
They love these. They love these glasses.
Oh, yeah.
John, these are amazing glasses. I'm going to wear them to Chelmsford. If they're lucky, if I wear them and we score, then
you will not see
God.
A single thing. He's the demon headmaster. You know when his eyes go?
I do feel a bit dodgy.
But I can't
thing
see
is, I don't need glasses. I've got 20/20 vision.
Yeah, I can't see.
And new news in, had me health check on Friday. 4% chance of a cardiac arrest, John. It's low, isn't it? I think I've got room to play with there.
Yeah.
I could run those odds.
We'll have a good Christmas.
I could easy run those odds.
Yeah.
I could move to Scotland. So I mean, I could push it that far.
So you're saying a 96% chance of not having one?
I'm going to run the odds, John.
Yeah.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Not bad.
I was pretty pleased when they said, I've had some bloods as well. Their bloods haven't come back, so I'll update you on the bloods.
Good. Okay, well, that's important.
When the bloods come back. But everything else, he was very impressed. I mean, I had guessed my weight and height for him. So, but they were very nice. Wasn't,
good.
And then if you've seen my act, they were very nice, slim young people.
Yes.
Maybe the NHS have been listening.
Maybe. Maybe they all came down for a look. Maybe the management came down for a bombing.
A student nurse came in as well, and she couldn't make the blood pressure machine work. So they tried to do it like by hand and sort of guessed. And I was like, this doesn't feel, you know, they were very nice. Anyway, 4% chance, John.
4%.
Would you think it was high? I would have thought it was higher than that, wouldn't you?
It's lower than I would have, you know, than.
Yeah.
Than you'd hope, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. You take 4%.
But also higher than 0%, isn't it?
If someone said you've got 100...
It's not 0%.
You've got 100 goes at having a heart attack.
Yeah.
You're only going to get one four times in the 100. Is that how percentage works?
Was that how heart attacks work? I don't know.
Anyway, look, good might know, be really showing off about it and then have one on Saturday at Chelmsford away.
Is it Chelmsford?
In those glasses. Who is this?
Oh dear.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas.
John, let's do some football scores.
Do you want to do Saturday quickly?
Yeah, go on.
The National League South.
We'll turn these lights off.
Braintree 1, Averley 0. All the results went for Torquay on Saturday. Braintree 1, Averley 0. Chippenham 1, Weymouth 1. Who cares? Dover 0, Bath 0. So Bath, poor result for them. Relegated to Lake Dover. Haven't and Waterlooville 3, Taunton Town 0. Haven't ever since Steve Haircut's gone. Have been
flown,
on a mission.
Flying up the league.
Like a new team. Slough 2, Farnborough 2. St Albans 2, Chelmsford 1. Bodes well for Saturday.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's just see.
Tonbridge Angels 4, Dartford 0. Dartford are just mad.
All over the place. Mad. But this is the thing, everyone else beats everyone else. Yeah. Anyone who's got a good player, their player gets taken off them. Mason have just lost a striker, I think, this morning to Bromley.
Oh, okay.
So that's good news for us. Yeovil, loads of Yeovil's loans are going back. Someone else has lost someone, you know. So you go, anyone who's any good gets plucked away and taken away.
Yeah.
And it evens out. And it looks like we are getting a team together. I'm not saying the best team of all time, but they look like they like each other. And that is often key, I think.
Yeah. Torquay 3, Hemel Hempstead 2.
I mean, what a result,
what
John.
What a mad game.
I will say, I had 3 hours sleep Friday night, got up when I did my radio show, went home, had to go straight to sleep because I had to leave again in 2 hours' time to go back and do two shows at the store on Saturday night. And I got home and I thought, I know what I'll just lie in bed and I'll listen to the football. And then we went 2-0 down pretty quickly and turned it off. And then we drew 3-2. So it's my fault. Since I've started supporting the Knicks, Torquay have done a lot better.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of my...
To keep that thing going.
Going to keep that going.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I predicted the time of the first score, John.
What happens then?
I've not heard anything from the club yet. I think I'm not going to hear from the club.
I don't think it's for you.
The Thatcher's Cider competition. I said 6th minute. I was like second in 12:52. I said 6th minute, right? 6th minute it was.
Yeah.
I've not heard a peep from the club. Do we think I'm going to get... You know I'm like a dog with a bone, John.
Yeah.
Do you think they're just going to go quiet on me?
Oh, God.
Do you think they want me to win the cider or not? I don't think they want me to win the cider.
No. Well, I think they want someone else to win the cider.
But I've won the cider, John.
It's Thatcher's cider.
I've won the cider.
How many?
I don't care what the prize is. I like winning. I don't know. It says a prize and you will be contacted at some point next week. I've not been contacted, John.
Well?
No one's admitted that I've won the cider. I don't get that cider, John. I tell you. There's more...
What's happening?
Then I'm beginning to think that there's something wrong with the ownership of this football club.
That was... The straw that broke the camel's back was really...
Charlie Baker, positive till the end.
Our friends at Thatcher Side will be giving away a prize...
Yes.
...to one lucky goals fan who can correctly predict the timing of today's yes. first goal.
Now go down, John. Right?
Please note, this competition is open to over 18s only.
Yeah.
T's and C's apply.
Right, okay, but...
They don't put the T's and C's.
No Charlie Baker, that's not going to be a T and C, is it? And then go down.
29th, 8th, there's Jules. Yeah. I don't see yours. Where's yours?
There, John.
I can't see it.
Go on to... I screenshotted it because I know they're going to try and do me out of it.
Well, no one else said 6th.
No one. Well, somebody did a lot further down the line, right?
Oh yeah, 6th minute, Richard Tomkinson.
Right, but that's further down the line. Look it up, John, and look on. I genuinely can't see. There's like a someone says the gun. I think I subtweet them by accident, so that's what they'll try and get me on.
Oh.
Here it is, X Gulls. Go on, X Gulls.
Yeah.
Click on X Gulls.
Yeah, you said yeah. Well. Did you copy in?
Yeah, it's I, yes, I did. It did. I did.
Right. I'm just trying to look for all the possible loopholes.
When I go to reply, that's the one they'll use. Oh, you weren't on the list. I was there, John. 12:52 Saturday, 6 minute. Where's me cider?
It just says a prize.
Oh yeah, wonder what the shit prize is.
Yeah,
unbelievable. They're going to do me out of it, aren't they? Do you think I'll ever see that prize, John?
Never. But I think it could be user error. Because I don't think you've replied to it properly.
I have, John.
You haven't.
I have, look.
It doesn't show up.
Look. There's my screenshot.
You've replied to X Goals.
No, and Torquay United. So there we are.
Well. If that's the excuse they'll use. You didn't reply properly.
Unbelievable. If I don't get this prize, it's going to be hell to pay. I'm going to burn the club down.
And Thatcher's factory. And it's all going.
It's all going up. Smoke. So let's see.
Pomace everywhere.
Yeah, you can stick your f***ing cider up your ass. Right, come on.
Strongbow's baby.
More scores.
What else have we got? Blimey, that's loud. Welling nil... Oh, yeah, see, USB lead, yeah. Welling nil, Eastbourne 2. So who knows what Eastbourne are up to? What a racket going on over there.
It's Christmas.
Western Super... Western Supermare 2, yep. Truro 3.
Yeah.
Worthing 5, Maidstone 1. Lovely. Yeovil 0, Hampton and Richmond 0.
Amazing. I love it. The Ovals. TikTok, John, on the Oval. I tell you, they will collapse. It's going to be so great. Maidstone, I think, are going to win the league. But the Yeovil collapse... If they can't keep hold of their loan players, and when someone, one or two players eventually get injured, and the Oval fans just collapsing, just, oh no, just, oh, it's just beautiful. Absolutely
it's
beautiful.
Quite good fun.
Is that all the football, John?
That's all we got.
That's it then. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
Oh, who's this, John?
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Who is it?
It's it's carol singers.
Why have we got a doorbell on this studio?
I don't know.
It's carol singers. Who is it? Hello there. Yep. Yep.
We're carol singers.
Carol singers. Yep. Hello there. Here we are.
Carol what do you singers.
Want? Silent night. Bloody hell. Holy night.
Christ Almighty.
Oh, too high, Johnson.
Jesus.
Too bloody high. Oh, all is bright. Too bright. It's so bright.
No.
To Virgin John Virgin. Don't be so bloody rude.
No.
None of your business if she's a bloody virgin. Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Bloody hell.
More rubbish. Sleep in heavenly
I can't get up there.
Peace. Sleep in heaven. Sleeping, watching this rubbish.
Peace.
Absolute bloody
like
hell.
Some bloody heavenly right. Peace, right? 50p will bugger off.
Heavenly peace, more like get
I'll
out.
Get them out of it. Wait.
Get them out. Cheers, boys. There we are. What's this?
But baby, it's cold.
Maybe it's cold outside, of course, Ray.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Dave, of course, it's cold outside. I've got your big coat on.
I'll hold your hands.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with holding hands. What's your hurry, of course? Listen to the fireplace roar there, like the Playmore roar. Please don't hurry.
Maybe just half a drink more.
Nothing wrong with a drink at Christmas, of course, Dave. Be having a few myself.
We'll have a drink.
With Mrs. Ray. Of course, at the Grosvenor.
You know, David and Bing. Yeah. David and Ray.
Hello. Nice to work.
Hello.
Oh.
You the new butler?
Hello, you new butler. This is the new butler.
It's Luke Williams, the Notts County manager. Just come in through the door.
Luke Williams, of course. Dropping down from the Football League.
Bing Crosby, Ray Duffy, going to have a system.
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
I can honestly say I haven't seen him. Come on in. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a bit of Bing Crosby.
We all like a bit of Bing.
Yeah. Don't look into his relationship with his wife, whatever you do. That'll really spoil White Christmas for you. Nothing wrong with a White Christmas, as they say in Dartford.
Mostly the contemporary. This bit goes on.
Mostly, yeah. Mostly contemporary football formations.
Tell me,
did you know that you should all be taking short corners?
You know, you don't score from 94% of corners. Yeah, you know.
We've been a lot better since Stephen Birchnell left.
In many ways, you know, footballers shouldn't just be able to play in any position.
Oh, yeah, most of them really. It's been going on for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
How long is the actual song? They had to make it work 3 minutes, didn't they?
Oh,
I was just seeing if you're paying attention.
Oh, shut up.
I'm Bing Crosby. Oh, no. I'm dreaming.
Oh, I do indeed.
Get on with it.
Hey, David, should we get on with the fucking song? Ah, oh, beautiful. Then you can't go wrong. Can it be?
That's Christmassy cough there, sorry.
Christmassy cough. Hello, I'm Christmassy cough.
Christmassy cough.
Come, they told me. I'm able, Ray.
Crumple
pom pom, of course.
Over to you, Dave.
Newborn king, to see nothing wrong with a newborn king. Nothing wrong with that. Look in the book. Look in the book.
Our finest gifts we bring. Well, rumple pom pom.
What gifts you got at the Grosvenor there? Mrs. Ray. Oh. City sidewalks, of course. Holiday style, of course. Don't really know quite what the holiday style is, Dave.
Of course, down in English Riviera, a lot of holiday makers.
Of course. Dressed in holiday style, of course, which appears to be just anything from Sports Direct, Dave.
Anything from Sports Direct, a tracksuit, perhaps.
Yeah, of course.
Generally, I've taken a bit of the Old Spice as well.
Cutting down the palm trees. Of course, silver bells.
Here we go.
Here we are. Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Be me at the bar later on, of course, Dave. Silver bells, please. A little bit of ice.
Make that two.
It's Christmas time in the city, of course, not Exeter City.
Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring.
Hear them ring, of course. Oh, my word. The bells are... Silver bells. Oh, my word. Soon it'll be Christmas Day. Oh, my word.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my word.
Father Christmas has been... Oh, my word.
Go right around the world in a one night. Just reindeer power. Oh, my word. Of course, that's Ray and Dave sing Dave. Christmas duets this Christmas, only available in the club shop.
The National Obsession.
John, you're listening to The National Obsession. Every year, John brings us his Nat Obstivity, or the... Yep. What's it been before, John? The...
Oh, blimey, we've had Christmas Rodney Carol, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Rodney Jack and the Beanstalk, beautiful.
A Christmas Cool. And many others.
And many, many more.
Sort
of thing you'll be saying with your new voiceover career.
And many more.
And
more besides. This was the whole man instead of the snowman. That was a low point, I think.
Wow, that was a low one, John.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
And this one, you've spent a lot of time on it, I believe.
Well, I got on the 8:18 this morning, and by 8:41, on its arrival into London Waterloo, I'd written it.
You know what they say? Give them what they want, John. Give them what they want. It's lovely to be here in the room to once again hear John's Christmas story.
This is the Nativity, as told by not one of the usual, what are they called, Gospels. It's usually the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is the Gospel according to Paul Mulhern. That's where this version of the story comes from.
Okay.
You're very welcome to chip in. There's not a lot written down.
John, come on, John. We can
Well, I saw Mary and Joseph there and a little donkey trudging along the path to Bethlehem. I said, well, Mary, that donkey looks like he needs substituting and resting up for the Boxing Day trek to Nazareth.
Sure.
How's his fitness holding up, Mary?
Joseph, I see you've swallowed the lie about it being a virgin birth. I see you've swallowed that lie. How do you feel about that after the game?
Well, I've just got to Bethlehem now, only to find out there's no room at the inn. It's a jury's inn, and my own personal jury is out, and the jury's in.
So, Joseph, I see you've been given some gold frankincense and some myrrh as a present. What are you going to do with any of those? I can't see quite, to be honest, what they're going to do with any of those gifts. How the Son of God is going to do anything with gold, frankincense, and what actually he would need with any of those, Gary.
Well,
Joseph.
Gary.
Well, Mary, I see you on the stable floor surrounded by hay. That seems absolutely ridiculous to me. No way to recover after a long trip, Mary. How are you feeling?
Absolutely terrible there.
The three wise men now, they've just spotted a lonesome star, much like Alan Jarvis up top on his own. The wise men deploying a 1-1-1 formation there, I see, Gary.
I see shepherds there. I see, well, shepherds, I see you've decided to watch your flocks by night, which is an interesting idea to watch them by night at floodlit. We all remember when floodlit watching of flocks came in the 60s.
We
all like watching the flocks by night, of course.
Seated on the ground there, the shepherds, Gary. You just thought they'd be better off on their feet, get themselves loose.
Get themselves loose. Shouldn't be sat down, of course, should they, Gary?
I saw three ships come sailing in, Gary.
Which I see you've gone with the three-ship formation there.
Again, 1-1-1 formation with the ships there, Gary.
Well, God, the creator of all, I see you've gone with three ships to come sailing in to signify the three kings. Then what made you go for ships?
Well, Mary, you've done the virgin birth now. You must be delighted to have given birth to Jesus Christ, our Saviour, Mary.
You must be delighted with that result, that the virgin birth has you've pulled off the virgin birth, and it happens not just to be some scally, it actually happens to be the saviour of man, Lord Jesus Christ.
Joseph, a tricky one for you to take your wife there, giving birth to a son conceived by God himself. You had no hand to play in it, Joseph.
Do you feel like you're going to have absolutely anything you can do in the house? Will you be able to bring Jesus up, you know, when he knows you're not his real dad and he is dad, his actual dad is God? So we'll just say, I'll get my dad on you, he's actually God.
And the bad news keeps on coming. Are you King Herod? His own personal jury on the Son of God is out.
My own personal jury is out on King Herod. Killing everybody's firstborn does seem a bad way to go, but, you know, what do I know?
Seems like you maybe get off on the wrong foot there, King Herod. Oh, God, for
See, the three kings have turned up now, and they followed the star all the way there, and they bought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Joseph, how do you feel about a baby being given gold and frankincense and myrrh? Gold, I believe. You know, I don't know what a baby's going to do with gold. Just try and stick it in its mouth straight away, I can imagine. Frankincense, that can only be dangerous around a baby. And myrrh, I don't even know what myrrh is, and I doubt Jesus does either. So he's not going to be, despite being the Son of God, I don't think he's going to be that happy with the gifts.
Maybe not the start to life that young Jesus would have wanted, Dad. Mary. I am out, by the way. Everything I had written down, I said a long time ago.
Well, I'll see you next week, Joseph. You're away in a manger. Yeah, well, manger away. Of course, I hope that the trip has been worth it and the little donkey has enjoyed going along the dusty road there, Gary.
It was good, John.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Was it all right?
It's a lovely start,
wasn't
it? How
did that compare to some of the others?
It's my favourite one.
Was it better?
My favourite one. We tried to get Paul on. We'll get Paul on in the new year.
Yeah, we'll do that. Good.
It's Christmas, isn't it? And we'll be at Chelmsford Saturday. Come and say hello if you're at Chelmsford on Saturday.
Please.
And we wish you all a very Merry Christmas, John, and a Happy New Year. Absolutely. Who knows when we'll be back. We'll be back at some point.
First week of January,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, why not?
That's
why not, John?
I'm thinking.
I've got a wedding and all sorts between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
So, you know, very much, you know.
Another week off.
Another.
For the national
well,
session.
But look, this should keep you going. It's a very long one.
Restless voice.
Yeah, John's got a wrestler. He's got a big singing career. He's got
if not,
huge...
you'll be hearing from my friend Igor Chestikov in the new year. Oh, you are. Going to Chelmsford on Saturday. Me and Igor Chestikov.
Igor gets into management. Well, the lads really listened to what we've been doing on the training ground.
I like Igor Chestikov.
Right. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.